Suddenly, everywhere you turn, you're hearing and reading about unicorns in business, unicorn companies, unicorn startups. Well, what exactly are they? Stick around until the end when I share which AP invoice and P2P automation companies are considered unicorns by the very respected Crunchbase. Hey guys, I'm Mary Schaefer, founder of AP Now, the place where we share the latest business intelligence with those who work in, manage, or have responsibility for the AP, P2P, and or payment function. Now, unicorns in business. What are unicorn companies? Very simply put, they are privately held startup companies that are valued at more than $1 billion. 1 billion, that's with a B. Startup means that they grew very fast. Now, privately held means that they have not issued stock that is being traded on any stock exchange. It does not mean that they don't have any funding. In fact, many of these are funded by venture capitalists who actively look for prospects that could quickly turn into unicorns, and we can understand why. And by the way, when we're talking about unicorns today, we're not talking about mythical characters, and we're not talking about the use of the word unicorn in anything but the business world. So where does this term come from? It is believed to have been first used by venture capitalist Aileen Lee about 10 years ago. She used this term because, at that time anyway, unicorns were quite rare. Not so much today. Now, before I give you a quick update on unicorns in 2022, if you like this episode, please give us a thumbs up. And if you loved it, please subscribe. We produce new content for the channel 3 times a week. Tuesdays and Thursdays are devoted to payment and accounts payable issues, and Saturdays are reserved for Wordle. Okay, update on unicorns in the accounts payable, pay-to-pay, invoice automation space. According to Crunchbase, the unicorn board had 1,335 companies on it. Those are companies with valuations over $1 billion. In our space, we found Tipalti and Melio on their unicorn board. They also have what they call an emerging unicorn board, and this is companies who have valuations between $500 million and $1 billion. And there are 308 companies on this emerging board, and the one that's in our space is AppZen. Now, remember, once a company goes public, they are no longer considered a unicorn. So companies like Bill.com, which is now traded on the New York Stock Exchange, and Bottom Line Technologies, which is traded on NASDAQ, are no longer in the unicorn consideration pool, if you will. Did I miss anyone? If so, please let me know in the comments or email me privately, and I will post your responses in the comment field and we'll pin them on the top. Now, unicorns aren't the only new phenomenon in business. Alas, new frauds are popping up all the time, and this results in new best practices that need to be integrated into your existing procedures. One such fraud is the Change My Bank Account emails coming from criminals who are trying to get their hands into your company's pocketbook. This has resulted in new verification projects, which we have explained in a video, which you can watch right now. A link to it will appear on YouTube, and it will also be in our show notes below. As always, we appreciate your thumbs up, your shares, and your comments.